Shackley family. This is Jane Peterson, and I have Aldana Seymour on the line as well. And we'd like to welcome you to the weekly Fast Track conference call. This call has become commonplace where everyone in the field is invited to hear from our top leaders, and then you also get a chance to hear from some of our up-and-coming Fast Track business leaders as well. So what we're trying to do is provide you with a consistent message about how you and your team can become directors and then help you develop directors, because Shackley, hopefully we all agree that Shackley is a director development business, and that's how you're going to get to executive coordinator and then be on your way to presidential master, the top of the heap. So our goal is to help you narrow that gap between the time that you actually join Shackley as a gold ambassador and the time it takes to become a director, and then hopefully help you meet your expectations and your goals and your dreams. And so that's why we're here every single week, to help you do just that. And so what we're going to talk about today is follow-up, which I have to say is not one of my strengths. However, it is Aldana's strength. So I'm going to just give you a little bit of background on Aldana. And Rick Seymour have been with Shackley for 36 years. And Rick comes from, he was a rocket scientist, but no, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do Shackley. Aldana was an office manager, and after 36 years, they are masters of the Shackley universe, and they have qualified for many, many, many presidential club trips, and their personal group volume ranges between 10 and 15,000 PV a month, and so they are definitely experts in how to grow your PV to become a rock-solid director, a rock-solid business leader. They have 4 kids. 9 grandkids and 2 great grandkids. You'd never know it if you met them, but you know, Shackley people, they look fabulous. Okay, so let's just get on with it. Aldana, if you want to just say hi to everybody, that'd be great.
Hello, Shackley world, and thank you so much for having me on this call.
I'm excited to hear what you have to say about follow-up, because again, it's not really a strength of mine, and I know if I just put follow-up into place that it would probably double our PV, which would just be terrific. So I know you have action steps that you follow to build solid PV. So, Aldana, if you could go over those, that would be great.
Thank you, Jane. Yes, I do. And just as a comment that I'd like to make, is such a challenge, I think, for new people when they come on board and they build quickly to director, that sometimes they're bringing people in the front door and people are leaving out the back door because they've never had the right follow-up. And the action steps and the focus of building a solid base is all about just really looking for those business builders while you maintain your base. I've got it pretty much together for 5 action steps to solid PV. First of all, and the most important, is to develop some sort of a system. I personally am still very old-fashioned and use a tickler file just because I can throw the tickler cards in my purse when I go buying or shopping or whatever I'm doing and still pull out and make a phone call or two. I know you have the most awesome little cute laptop that you put all of your information on Outlook, and I think that's awesome. So whatever contact manager or whatever system you want to develop, it's crucial that it get done right away. One of the other things that we do is we set PV goals, and we check, and I love iTrack now because you can just pull it up and see where your volume is, and Rick has developed these spreadsheets so that we're monitoring all the time to see where we're at and especially where our people are at. We do the follow-up phone calls, the first one to welcome people, then after 5 to 7 days, 15 days, 30 days, and I'll get a little more into that, and then I have on my outline that I encourage people to do at least 1 soft touch per month, which I'll cover a little bit. I do several a day because it doesn't take any time at all. And then, of course, what I believe is really crucial is the product education and information, which reaffirms to our customers why they have truly chosen Shackley as the best vehicle for their health.
That, you know, I love that you have it in steps like that. It makes so much sense. So let's kind of go dig deeper into step number one, and that's developing a system. So when you have like a new customer, what do you do?
Well, the first piece is, of course, I do make the phone call and welcome them on board into our Shackley family. but I also snail mail, I call it snail mail when you go through the post office, a welcome letter to them, which reaffirms that they've made the right choice for their home, for their health. And include with that letter a summary of the landmark study, which reaffirms the proof of the quality of our product, and then a checklist called Which Products Do You Use?, which is a generic checklist of products that people use in their home, and next to that is the Shaklee product that can replace it. So that seed plants right away the opportunity to Shakleyize their home.
I love that. That is so good. I'm taking notes feverishly. Okay, go on.
And of course, the tickler card or your Outlook, whatever, you set it up at that time that you sponsor someone, and it is really crucial in my book to put down the date of sponsorship. I do a lot with what I call their Shaklee birthday, and that's recognizing the date they sponsored and how long they've been with us. And we do have customers from 36 years ago that are still with us today. And then, of course, getting on the calendar, the follow-up calls that will need to be made, and making sure that I move the tickler card or you would put in your Outlook calendar the date of their auto shipments so that I contacted them, even though they receive an email a week before, I also contact them in the beginning until they form that habit and discipline to remind them that they can add products or did they go through their house and did they see any product that they're getting, they're using up already that they would like to try the Shaklee product instead.
Wow, this is really good, and I realize that I have been remiss in my follow-up. It definitely has not been this good. Okay, so you had mentioned, you know, those soft touches, a minimum of one soft touch per month. Can you go over the touches that that you do with these customers that creates this, I mean, fantastic relationship and loyalty? I mean, having customers that have been around for 36 years, that's incredible.
Well, I start with, obviously, the phone calls. The first call is, did they welcome them? The second call would be, did they receive their product? Usually that's in 5 to 8 days. We're kind of in the western zone, so sometimes it takes a little longer for us to get products. And I check with them to see if their products came all right, if the packaging was fine, did they have any questions. My second call would be in about 15 days with a hope that they had already started using the products. So the call would be, you know, how are they working? Do you have any questions about them? And, you know, in the old days, it was really a challenge because they had the old-fashioned soy protein, so you really had to make sure that they mixed it right and wanted to continue using it. And then, of course, the next call is building more rapport. You know, if they're local, I actually want to meet with them personally one more time, get to know them better, and let them know that, you know, I'd really like to get to know you a little better and just visit with you a little bit. But that's the point in time where I can share about the events that we have, the webinars that we have, because we have what we call showcases or product information webinars, as well as business training. And I seed plant for the possibility of a purchasing group.
What do you mean by purchasing group?
Well, if someone came on board and they were very clear that all they wanted to do was use the products, then I suggested to them that one of my goals is to help them have a purchasing group so that their rebates / bonuses would help cover the cost of the product. And then I asked some questions, you know, is there anyone that you care enough about that you would like to see have better health or a safer environment? And we have a few options for that. One, we can invite that one or two people to your home, and I can come over and share about Shaklee. And remember, all you have to do is say to them, this may or may not be for you. I'd love to share this with you because I've gotten started on the products, and I think they're making a difference for me. Or the other option is if you would ask them for permission for me to give them a call, and I'll sit down and share the opportunity. In every case, you take the monkey off their back by letting them know that no is an okay answer, that all we want to do is share the information and education of Shaklee, and if it's a fit for them, then we'll move on from there. But that starts creating a little bit of an organization for them, even though they're quote and unquote not building a Shaklee business.
I think that is fantastic. I love this. Because, you know, I was just talking to some builders just this morning, and I think for most people, the trickiest part is making the contact with people, you know, calling them, leaving messages, that sort of thing. So what I love about this, Aldana, is you have very specifically what you would do with which time frame, and you're very clear. I love that purchasing group. I think that's brilliant. This is so, it's so simple, but it's so powerful. I love it, love it, love it.
It's really a lot of fun when people are surprised that your goal is to help them cover the cost of the product.
Yes, I think that is really neat. Let me touch on AutoShip. So when we're talking about, like, do you have your customers, do they know about AutoShip? How soon do you talk to them about AutoShip? What do you do there?
Actually, I do talk about it when I first sponsor them and let them know that auto shipment is available, and that the neat thing about Shaklee is that they get a notice a week ahead of time to let them know it's coming out, and they can make any changes or delete it or whatever. But that's one of the reasons that I do a phone call, or I put my tickler card approximately a week before their auto ship comes, so that I can remind them that that's happening and help them walk through it if they so choose. So, yeah, we have quite a few people on AutoShip, and it's the volume that you can always count on.
Right.
And
that
I know
is great.
Specific things with it, so I'd love to hear about that.
Well, one of the things that we do for AutoShip, since we're talking about customers, I'll talk about it this way. Especially if people are on either RX or Vivix and Vitalizer, or just Vivix or just Vitalizer, any of those products where you get that 10% savings when it's on AutoShip. If people, let's say I have someone that's just, you know, I'm gonna try that RX for a healthier life, then what I do is I insist that I'm gonna save them 10%. So it pretty much covers their shipping, and oftentimes it covers the tax as well. And I say, I'm gonna put it on auto ship. It, you know, you're gonna try it for a month, see how you feel, you're gonna feel great, and obviously if you're not happy, you know, the old, feel better in 30 days or your money back. But I want to make sure that they have that 10% savings. And so I will actually put them on AutoShip, even their very first order, to say, because, you know, it's money in the bank. It's just money in the bank. And people appreciate it, actually, because everybody's so busy these days that you just know it's going to come. And that's, you know, kind of how I framework it with them as well. And people are very appreciative of that. So that's what we do with AutoShip, and something similar with New Golds. And we can talk about that later on when we're talking about more business leaders. But I really love everything that you're covering here. Can't wait to talk to my husband about this stuff. Okay, you also have, like, additional soft touches that you do that maybe aren't as, you know, on the 5th through the 8th day, you know, around the 15th day, and then, you know, getting back with them to meet for maybe coffee or invite them to a webinar. You also have kind of things that you do. Okay, wait, let me back up a little bit. Those things that you just talked about are very personal. So you've become their personal advocate, and I think that, especially these days, that's such a rare thing to have a personal. I would love to have you as my sponsor, actually. You know, if I were just a customer, you would really feel that you were taken care of. So I love that personal touch. It's fantastic.
Well,
so you have, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It does build really strong relationships to where you know when they've got kids, grandkids, whatever is going on in their homes, and they actually email me and say, catching up, and give me, like, a history. So
neat.
It opens the door then to be able to share, you know, the new children's products, whatever else there is out there. One of the things that really surprised me is initially when we started doing all of this email, I got really excited, and I thought I would be doing just email newsletters. What surprised me was the young moms actually started getting back to me and saying, I want to go back to the old-fashioned newsletter. And the reason for that was is they would put their child to for a nap or send them off to school, and they would sit down with their cup of coffee or cup of tea, Shaklee Cinch tea, and just actually read the information. Or they would take the CD and put it into the MP3 and play it on the way to back after dropping the kids off to school. So there's a lot. It's so important to ask whether they prefer all of their information via email or they do appreciate the snail mail. Whenever we receive a member direct order on the computer, immediately a newsletter goes out to those people, snail mail, with a note. Sometimes I said I've got a stack of Enfusol postcards, Persani postcards that I bought in quantity, and I'll just write out the thanks so much for your last order, or how is, you know, your puppy doing, or whatever it is, and just get that off or stick it into the mailing with a newsletter mailing. Also adding with the newsletters, I'll put in whatever product they had just ordered that it was a first-time order. I'll download from the Shackley Library information and then just print it out and stick it in there. So emails, personal notes, phone messages. I love to do phone messages when I think they're not going to be home. And the reason for that is because it's just a real quick message to say, hi, Jane, this is Aldana. I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you, just checking in. I noticed you ordered Memory Optimizer for the first time. Hope it helps you like it's been helping me. Bang. So
oh,
it's
fantastic.
Additional touch. And, of course, we mail out CDs. I mean, Rick's Sports Nutrition CD was a perfect combo with this last What's New newsletter on Energy Chews, et cetera. So it's always reconnecting. And then during that span of time with those newsletters, et cetera, I offer the Baker's Dozen, which I learned from Barbara Lagoni, and that's when they order 12 months out of 13, a minimum of 100 PV orders, they get $100 worth at member prize drop shipped from me as a gift.
Oh, that's a neat. That's a great incentive. I love that.
Well, and what's been fun with it is people, the month they get the free product, they also put in their next 100 PV order to start the next series. So once again, that's your consistent PV, and those people, pretty much all of them are on auto ship where they put in their orders. A few of them refuse to do auto ship, but that order just comes in every month like clockwork.
Oh, I think that's great. And it really, like you said earlier on, it makes your business much more predictable when you're doing auto ship or when you know that people are looking for that Baker's Dozen. I love that. Do you have any other kind of incentives that you do with your customers?
Well, two pieces. We do give Shackley birthday gifts. That's why I mentioned that the date of sponsorship is we just celebrated one of our people that's been with us 35 years last month. So I love the cinch tees. They are just an awesome gift.
Yeah.
What I've done with them is I've copied Martha Wilmore's sheets on what's in the cinch tee that's beneficial to them. I fold that four ways, put a beautiful ribbon around the box on those sheets, package it in tissue paper, and mail it off to them and say, happy Shackley birthday. We're celebrating however many years, et cetera. And the gifts have varied. I mean, we've given carafes and we've given cash rebates, whatever it is, depending on the person and the relationship we have with them. And it's real interesting. There is a well-renowned florist in Cherry Creek here who moved next door to someone who actually still carries a Shackley inventory. And Jay called me and she said, you know, I would never switch from you. She's been my customer now for 28 years. And she said, because you always remember my Shackley birthday. So those are extra touches. And then, of course, I call it dialing for dollars. It was actually one of our big sales leaders in New Jersey that gave me that name. I thought that was awesome. And now with iTrack, we can see who's close to 250 or who's close to 500. So I used to have to, like, check through it name by name. And now I just give them a call and say, you know, you're only 20 points short of getting about $50 to $60 back. And just that would be like getting those products free.
For free, right.
And it's like with us. We get a gift certificate for a store for $50. We never spend just $50.
Of course.
And
yes.
Last month we had this, I called someone. They were 30 points short. And they put in a 140 PB order. So it's just amazing. And the first time I did that, the gal goes, now, why would you do that? Doesn't that come out of your bonus? And I said, yes. Isn't that the most wonderful thing about Shackley? We always like to give.
I love that. That's great. I do the dialing for dollars as well, but I love the idea of the Shackley birthday and the Baker's Dozen. I had not heard that one before. I think that's fantastic. Let me go back to one of the things you mentioned before. When you were doing those touches where you're calling a customer, and I think that you said like on the third or so call that you invited them to events. So can you talk about that a little bit more?
Sure. We do a lot of events. We have now we've really moved into doing a lot of webinars, and we have an opportunity meeting in our organization every single week.
We do too. That's very important.
Right. And then we do what we call showcases, and we do a showcase locally where people can come and hear the presentation and then go to different tables of the different product lines and ask questions and learn about the products. And now we also do one on the webinar because obviously we have so many people out of state. So they're always getting an email notice or in some cases a phone call where I'll call and just say, you know, we've got this event coming up, and if it works into your time schedule, you can stay home in your bunny slippers and just click on and learn a little bit more about some of our other products. And you're obviously, if you've got any questions, it's a great opportunity to ask them. So we're constantly inviting people to events and then asking people, for example, I just learned about from someone who's got two young men in college, and I emailed her and I said, we've got a webinar coming up and perhaps they might be interested in checking into this because what a great opportunity to market energy chews to college students before exams.
Yep.
So, you know, just based on what you're learning about people as you're getting to know them, it gives you an opportunity to make that extra invite.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. So as we're kind of tying this all together, so one of the things that maybe if you could share is as you're growing your PV, it obviously grows your income as well. So kind of give us all a little taste of what we might see in our mailbox in the form of a check from Shackley every month at the different levels as people grow their PV.
Well, actually, you know, I kind of mentioned the 250 and the 500 and those bonus recaps, but the bonus checks, I mean, for helping people cover the cost of their product. That also opens the door for us to ask to grow their purchasing group so their bonuses grow. But the next piece leads us actually into business builders and business leaders. And I'm going to kind of reverse that piece. With a business builder, we have several strategy sessions, the first of which is what we call our CEO University, where we ask all of the crucial questions about commitment, hours, how much income. We review and have them identify again why they want to build a Shackley business. We remind them of that and ask them about that on a consistent basis. And then we do something called the expectations and obligations. And that's when maybe one spouse is working the business, or even if the couple is working the business and they have children, how important it is to sit down and say, you know, mom's going to be gone two nights a week and such a time, so I'd love for you to help around the house, or, you know, I want you to understand why. But in exchange for that, when I qualify because I've taken this time away from you, I'm taking you to Anaheim, and it's a fantastic kids program. So we worked this out with our teenagers when we started building this business. So in those days, of course, we couldn't afford to do a whole lot, but we'd say, okay, this weekend we're going to go backpacking. It's going to be totally your weekend, or this day is going to be totally your day, whatever you want to do. And I think once you've worked that out with your family, then you have an incredible support system. But if people just go off and start doing things and their spouse or their kids don't understand why, it just doesn't make for a real happy household. So once we do that, then we get into our, you know, training meetings, the fact that it's important to get people together right away and let's get started so that you're earning as you're learning. Your job is to put people in front of us until you're comfortable and you say you can do a much better job than we can, which happens more and more quickly these days. So it's just a matter of just being consistent, giving the recognition, the encouragement, and the support. So then we move on to, what if you're a 2,000-point director and you move to 4,000? Well, that's a pay raise of $1,300 a month, or gets you to a gross income of $2,120. So
that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money to just, you know, to grow from $2,000 to $4,000. I mean, for most people, that's a mortgage payment. I mean, so to be able to do that, and I think if I could just say, Aldana, with the steps that you've given us, that you could, even if you had, let's say, a base of customers already, by just using all of these tips that you've given to, you know, do all these great touches and create that relationship and that loyalty, you could grow, you know, from $2,000 to $4,000 just by instituting these things that you've taught. And you're saying that then people could add about $1,300 to their income.
Right. And just imagine if they're a 3,000-point director and they move to 6, that's a 1,700 increase. That's a raise that you can give yourself. And I think sometimes people forget that this business is all about what we choose to do and whether we choose to give ourselves a raise or not. And it's about consistency.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot. That's like $20,000 a year.
There you go. It's all about what your dreams are, what your goals are. I mean, it keeps people in a house, or it gives them that extra trip, or it does incredible things when you have 9 grandchildren.
Yes. Yes, I would imagine. Wow. And then if somebody's at 5,000 and let's say they just wanted to do a push and go from 5,000 to, you know, 7 or to 10, what kind of increase could they see there?
Well, from 5 to 7, you're getting a $1,200 raise, which gets you almost to $4,000 a month growth. And 7 to 10, well, we've been doing 10 to 15 for a long time now, and that gets you a $1,900 raise, or close to $6,000 a month. So just imagine if you sit and encourage your directors to really dream about what they can do. And we used to talk about what could you do with an extra $300 a month. That alone makes a huge difference for families in this environment. But if you push it just a little bit more, take care of your people a little bit more, and you know, it all sounds like so much, but it takes just seconds, which is why I do a tickler card in my purse, because I'll be shopping or I'll be waiting on the register to take care of itself, and I'll just do a cell phone call and just leave a message. It doesn't take any time at all if you just put it into your lifestyle.
Fantastic. The tips that you've given here are, they're, you know, on the they're so simple, but they're so brilliant. So it is so simple, but it's so effective, and there's kind of no guesswork in it. I mean, you just pick up the phone and you know exactly what to talk about. You've got the person's order in front of you, so you know how to follow up. So this has just been absolutely fantastic. I know that my husband's anxious to listen to the recording of this call. So hopefully everybody out there that you've enjoyed this call and you want to, you know, tap into these calls often. They are recorded, so you can send it out to your people to have them kind of glean some of this brilliant stuff that Aldana has been talking about. So, Aldana, do you have any kind of last things that you want to say to everyone?
Just have fun and get to know people. It's all about relationships in this business, and that's what makes it fun.
Great. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great day.
The average annual income in 2008 for the business leader ranks ranged from $10,798 for directors to $580,573 for presidential master coordinators. Average annual income by rank is based on the average monthly form 1099-MISC income for all U.S. business leaders who held the rank that month and added for the 12 months of 2008. The fast-track career path is new, and so there are no average earnings for this additional income. Of course, results will vary with effort, and Shackley Corporation does not guarantee that any particular income will be achieved.